give it just another minute or two, and then we can go ahead and start. Just right.
Amanda, did you get a chance to see if I put in on my volunteer hour for the week? Am I missing anything?
I started to look at that, and then I do apologize. I haven't finished up.
That's okay. I just wanted to make sure that I hadn't skipped a week.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because I think I might have, so.
I will check, and then I'll provide that information to everybody next week.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Candy, for the reminder.
We do have a quorum now, by the way.
Okay, perfect.
Give me just 1 second. I got to run out and grab one thing. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay. Are we ready to get started yet, or no?
Yeah, we can go ahead and start.
Cool. Excellent. Welcome, everybody. How is everybody doing?
Good.
Everyone. It always seems like after a long weekend, the whole rest of the week is just the week of Mondays, everybody. Okay. I want to welcome everybody here. Thank you so much for spending the time with us and being committed to your community to go through all of these and also to the communities in Salt Lake County. This is, I think it's good. It provides a good practice. It provides a good service to all the people that are looking at funding, and it helps a lot of people. So thank you for taking your time to be here. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes from last week's meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of February 13th, 2024.
Okay, I have a motion. I need a second.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor to approve the minutes?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you very much. And moving on, we have a lot of information that's going to be covered from Amanda and Karen. So I will turn the time over to both of you, and we'll move forward.
Great. Thank you, Becky. Item number 3, staff overview. I did want to provide all of the agency responses to the clarifying questions that we have. So for those of you that are here, that is part of the handout that was provided to you. It is the legal size document that has all of that information. For those of you online, I will email that to you in just a moment. Bear with me. As I'm doing that, I'm going to go ahead and just focus on the most recent clarifying questions that were asked. And again, the handout has all of the questions that were asked of all applicants. Last week, we did review Harriman Community Center application, and there was a question. It is unclear within the application summary and the attached budget what the total project cost is for this activity. please clarify and explain the total project cost and the budgeted line items associated with this request. Here they've identified that this is a phase one budget tied to this application, $269,390. We also asked if there were any concerns with meeting the projected timeline that was submitted within the application. Is the project considered shovel-ready? Please explain. Here they've identified there are not any concerns with meeting the projected timeline for phase one of this project, which is what this application is for. I'm going to go ahead and go to, and I apologize. I noticed just now that this looks like some of the information was encrypted. And so for those of you online, the version that you're seeing, I do apologize, doesn't have all of the information. I will get that corrected and sent over.
Yeah, I was like, wow, we're entering in Greek.
Yeah, I tried to get that done this morning, and I apologize. I did not realize that happened when I converted it to a PDF.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Amanda.
For the Malahi HVAC and accessibility project, we do have a answer to a clarifying question, which is, it is unclear within the application if your agency owns or leases the building located at 941 East, 3300 South, Mill Creek, Utah, 84106. Their answer was, the clinic leases the building from the Semnani. Thank you. Family Foundation. The current lease goes through October 31st, 2028. Per the lease agreement, the clinic is responsible to pay for all facility upgrades and maintenance of the building. We have received a verbal agreement from a funder to provide the additional funding for this project. We did have one other question from the YWCA, but it appears that was not answered at this time. So I will send them a notification asking them to attend to that. Does anybody have any questions or concerns on any of those clarifying questions?
You know, with the Malahi Clinic, it says we have to have at least a 5-year lease.
That is correct.
If that's only in 28, is that?
Before execution of a contract, they would need to get at least a 1-year extension that we would not be able to execute.
That is a great question. Thank you.
5 years on the time.
And the purpose of that is, once CDBG funds are invested, we need to make sure that they're going to have possession of that facility long enough to continue on with the benefit to the population as presented in the application. So.
Great. I'll go ahead and go into the presentation of the admin summary. I did email this off to everyone. You also have a copy in front of you for those of you that are here in person. Here, I just want to remind everybody that with the City of South Salt Lake, the request for $200,000 is for 50% of the project funding. The intention here, give me one second. The intention here is this project will improve the sidewalk and the street lighting along 300 West and remove obstacles. So this is tied to an infrastructure activity. This is a new program, and the family shelter address is located at 315 West, 3300 South. City of South Salt Lake was awarded $205,000 in CDBG funds to go towards the historic Scott School access improvement activity. Just be aware at this time that contract has not been fully executed. It is still pending in regards to some current concerns that their attorneys had. I've been playing back and forth. I've been trying to connect with Sharon Hari so that we can get this started. But they did have an activity from prior year, which was associated with program year 22, that just recently finished up.
Just so you know, their concerns that have held up that contract have been some new legislation that went into effect a couple years ago for BABA. Build America, Buy America. Buy and build. Anyway. Whatever way that is, it's Build America, Buy America. There's just some things that have some scheduled implementation dates that their attorneys want to make sure they understand. And the other one was to make sure the Mosaic Interfaith that's operating the programming, that there's no issue there with that being a religious organization. So not things that we're concerned about. They'll be able to get through it, but their attorney just wants to make sure that before he approves his form that he understands and is good with it. So
thank you, Karen. Next is the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Service District. This activity is also an infrastructure project. This project is tied to revitalizing the street with improvements. Here you'll see the project location is south of 9100 West from approximately 2700 South to 2820 South. The intention here is this project will improve the sidewalk, which will connect to Magna Main Street, which is part of an ongoing effort to revitalize downtown Magna. Specifically, the areas in and around Magna Main Street, which will increase safety and walkability by adding Americans with Disabilities ADA compliant sidewalk and three ADA ramps. Again, you'll see the requested amount is $371,744.81. And this activity is tied to an area benefit. The MSD was awarded funding in program year 23. They were allocated $296,238. There is no current concern with program year 23 contract. And this project, just like the other one, is typically a lump sum payment request. Here we have our new application for Harriman City. The requested amount here is $127,530. They are seeking funding to retrofit the existing heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, removing walls for facilitating larger classes and programs and replacing outdated electrical and lighting fixtures in order to prepare for future classes, programs, and services in a public facility to expand free and reduced programs and provide classes and activities for youth, teens, adults, and senior citizens. We have identified that the building was previously Harriman City Hall, which has moved out since September 2017 and has been being utilized as Salt Lake Community College, which is now vacant as of August 2022. Harriman City has received several requests for a senior citizen center, and for access to more programs to host youth and teen programming. This is a new program. And again, within the application, they tied it to an area benefit. However, when looking at the eligibility criteria, this would be a direct client benefit. This will be the first year that Harriman receives CDBG funding. The activity does appear to be shovel ready. Just a reminder, Harriman does have funding set aside. Next, we have Midvale City. The request is for $100,000, which will support a home repair loan program. This will be the second year that they will be doing this program. So it is a continued program. Currently, for program year 23, we are currently funding this activity for $100,000, which is also tied to the home repair loan program. This program activity includes no interest forgivable loans, loan workshops, and administrative costs. Again, just be aware the program was recently launched in October of last year, and they are partnering with NeighborWorks Salt Lake to administer the funds. These funds will be available on first come, first serve. Households must fall on or below the 80% AMI to qualify for the loan, and can request up to $15,000 per household once in a lifetime. The accomplishments include providing up to 15 households with a home repair loan annually, providing a home repair loan workshop to Midvale residents, and providing outreach and marketing in English and Spanish. Their intention is to increase program capacity in the future. Again, staff does not have any concerns with the timeliness. This program is on track and applications are currently being reviewed. Next, we have Mill Creek, 3900 South, multiple use pathway. This is for an expanded program. Here you can see this activity is also an infrastructure activity tied to a sidewalk. They are requesting funding to develop and implement a critical 200-foot segment of the multi-use trail from track crossing near Meadowbrook Station towards Howick Street to the east, which will connect the existing 700-foot segment trail constructed in 2022 using Mill Creek's FY22 CDBG funds. The activity to be funded will focus on safety, connectivity, and accessibility. This agency was funded in program year 23. The agency was awarded $231,400 for the Jordan River Trailhead Bid 2 project. Staff does not have any concerns at this time with the contract or the timeliness. Does anybody have any questions on those jurisdiction applications?
Just out of the, a little bit concerned about time with these, since the committee has all had a chance to read the executive summary piece of that that's in Zoom grants, are you okay with maybe we just jump, as you go through, just go into the staff comments and mention
yeah.
what it is? Okay, 'cause I'm not sure that we'll get through all of them and do what we need to today, so.
Okay.
If the committee's okay with that.
Mm-hmm. So for the in-between, the agency was awarded $429.68 for program year 23. There is no concerns. The agency is on track to spend down the funds. Prior to the contract expiration. This agency does submit monthly invoices. Again, the agency is on track to spend down the funds before the end of May. For Community Development Corporation, critical home repair. No, this agency was not recommended funding during the grant cycle. They did apply for down payment assistance program, but this activity was not prioritized in the RFA. For the Community Development Corporation of Utah, for the expanded the office renovation. Again, as Community Development Corporation did apply for funding, but it was for a down payment program. This is the first year they've applied for facility improvement activities. This is a new ask. It is unclear what the total This is a new ask. It is unclear what the total budget cost is. Going to the next one, First Step House. Again, this is a new program. The agency was awarded $800,000 in CDBG funds. However, this was for a kitchen renovation project located at 411 North Grant Street. Currently, the activity was delayed due to prior year activity being fully completed. Agency is on track to spend down funds. There is a concern that this is 100% of the ask and there is no leverage. Friends of Switch Point, the point at Jordan River Trail Phase 2. This is an expanded project. No, the agency was not recommended by CDAC for funding in PY23. This is the first time they have applied for funding for hard cost. International Rescue Committee. This is a continued program. They were not recommended for funding in PY23. The Malahi Clinic, this is a continued program. They did not apply for funding last year. There are no concerns. Again, the ask is less than 50% of the total project cost. Budget shows funding being leveraged but not fully committed. Odyssey House, Utah. Again, this is a continued program. The agency recommended by CDAC. They actually were. I don't know why. Dan, will you look really quick at Odyssey House for last year and let me know what that dollar amount is? We'll go back to Odyssey House, Shelter the Homeless. This is a new program. They did not apply for funding last year. In between, we are currently funding the in between as well. Dan, can you tell me that number?
So Odyssey House.
Yes, let's please go back to the Odyssey House.
Their official decision was $80,000.
Perfect. And remind me what activity that was for.
Transitional housing program funding life safety project.
Perfect. And I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that was going out to bid within the next couple of weeks. We do not have any concerns there. Next, the in-between.
In-between was for the residence rooms remodeling, and that was in the amount of $46,000.
Perfect, and I do believe that one is also going out to bid shortly. We do not have any concerns or issues with that one. excuse me, YWCA. They did apply for funding last year, however, they were not awarded funding. And there's no concern there with staff. Does anybody have any questions or concerns? Great, I'm gonna go ahead and stop sharing. Give me a moment and I will go ahead and Karen, do you want me to pass you the...
Yeah, why don't I go ahead and share my screen? Okay, I'm going to add a sub-bullet, my bullet that says review and discuss timeline for finalizing scoring. Before we can really lock down that final scoring and make sure that this is the week, since we do have a buffer week worked in, I would like, Madam Chair, if you would be willing to go through each of these and just make sure that the committee has had a full chance to discuss amongst yourself and ask any questions, obviously without any locking or discussing specific scores, but is there anything that you would like to have for discussion for each of these before we lock down the timeline? So what's on your screen right now is the jurisdiction. That if you want to go through, and then I'll pull up the nonprofits, and if we could just do that, then I can go from there as far as what that timeline looks like. So, Madam Chair, I'm going to hand this back to you if you're up there.
And it looks like she might have got disconnected because I'm not seeing her.
Yeah, there was a thing that popped up that said Becky had left.
Okay, I guess I can take it. Thank you. Does anyone on the committee have any concerns about any of the jurisdiction applications that we have reviewed? Any further discussion needs to be on any of those? I think everyone's happy with those.
All right, then I'm going to pop out of here, and we're going to go on the, just to show on your screen, for the nonprofit and quasi-government.
Okay, same question for these applications. Do you have any outstanding questions or concerns about any of these applications? Seeing none, I think we're happy.
All right. A lot of happy committee. It's all good. Okay, so based on that, we will need to have everybody lock in the scores. I mean, you could probably go as late as Monday morning. Amanda, I'm assuming that you won't get to that until Monday to do anything with. So Monday morning is, just look at my phone, the date on that is Monday the 26th. If we can have final scores in by 8 a.m., and locked in, then Amanda will be able to prepare your summary for discussion next week as far as how they fall out in that rating and ranking. Amanda will be watching that and following up, but it is really important that everybody have their scores entered by that 9 a.m. deadline, because if not, we can't prepare anything for you. It takes us a little bit to get everything ready for the rating and ranking. So in that case, the timeline will look like this. We'll have lock-in scores by Monday the 26th at 8 a.m. Amanda will prepare the final rating and ranking and come back with that on Tuesday afternoon. If she gets that done, at least on the rating and ranking, she may be able to send that out via email just for your review prior to the meeting. She'll see if she can get that done. But at the meeting next week, that is when you will go through those scores and ranking. I think, we only have one new that is on Eric. This will be a new process for you. Everybody else has been through it before. But what that will look like is Amanda will present for each of these programs where everybody fell out with their scores and how they ranked. And then you will have the task of looking at available funds and determining how to distribute those funds and make recommendations for the distribution of those funds. I still don't have final numbers. I was thinking to myself, is there anything I can do to pull up better numbers? No, I really don't.
You have an estimate. So, do we know kind of what we have? Or no?
We do. So for the... actually, let's do this. And I'm going to, if I can pull this out of my way here. We are going to look for just a moment. I want to pull up, unless Amanda, you can pull it up faster than me, I want to pull up the federal guidebook to show what we had advertised in our grants application for what was available. You may pull quicker than I am, because Zoom Grants likes to spin for a while when we're in this room. Something's not this room. I can tell you that we have more funds. Actually, no. We're gonna, for the first time, I think, be short on. Scroll down to available funds. See, I should have brought my binder in. I flipped over there a lot faster. Okay. There you go. Okay. So for the nonprofits and quasi-governments, based on what we have, you're seeing 480, 271 available. This is going to be a tough year for you. This is probably, in all years past, you've had a lot closer. Let's see, for those nonprofits and quasi-governments, I just want to look and show you how much you have in requests for that
400,000.
You have, where this is going here, you have 2,004,000. Oh. So you have about $1 for every $4 that has been requested. And then Amanda, on the jurisdictions, can you pop back or just tell me the number that's on that, on the guidebook for what was
it? It was 1,243,970.
Well, thank you. So for the 1,243,000, and I'm going to pull up those quasis. Sorry, I'm going to pull up the jurisdictions. All right. We have 1,026,839 requested, including our two that have set-asides with Harriman and Mill Creek. So
we're close on that.
You're close on that one, a lot closer. Last year, you may remember that you actually had more money than, or we ended up putting a little bit back to the nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen this year.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
So there you
go. That's good to know.
Well, let's see. 1,000,002. Actually, you do have a little bit more. Actually, you do. You will
we have like
1,000,002.
Yeah.
Actually, you will have. You'll probably have
like
as
20,
long as everything's determined eligible.
About 20,000.
Well,
right?
1,000,002. You've actually got more than that.
Because it's 1,243.
Yeah, and this is 1,026. So
yeah.
You've actually got closer to 120.
So we can move funds?
You will have the opportunity to take a little bit and recommend that it goes to
awesome
towards the nonprofits. That will be a secondary move after you get there, but that's better.
Yeah, it is better. Thanks.
Okay.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
So with
it helps
that,
a little. Not a lot, but a little.
So next week, be prepared. Last year, I think it worked better to go through the jurisdictions first, so you can lock that down and then know what you have for the recommendations for the others. And then, as we have had to do with community and support services, you will need to make recommendations for both if the funding were reduced. We still do not have allocations from HUD. So there is a possibility that that final budget will come through with a reduction. So we'll need to know your approach, your methodology that you would like to recommend, as well as if there were an increase. So we can go through that next week. So does anybody have any questions on, particularly Eric as a new member, does anybody have any questions on what you have tasked with over this weekend and coming prepared to have those funding discussions next week? You guys are all old pros, and Eric's just trusting. He's gonna
come
along with you.
The first year's a little, you know, intimidating, but then it gets easier. So
I may have some questions at some point. So Amanda, stand by to stand by on that one.
All right. Okay, that is all that we need to discuss for next week. Then we have that plan at 8 a.m. So Amanda, I'm going to turn this back over to you for a staff follow up that you're going to do between now and then.
Okay. So. I will go ahead and revise that PDF. I'm going to send that later today. Again, I do apologize that the clarifying questions came out a little wonky, so we'll get that taken care of and cleared up. I will also let each of you know if you have any volunteer hours missing. I'm going to go ahead and look at that, and then I'll reach out to each of you individually to let you know. If for some reason you need me to go in and make any changes to that or add yours, let me know and we can work on that.
I apologize. It just occurred to me, Ryan, you never did have a chance to present your summary.
No, I have had a very difficult time getting out.
So you don't have any information to share at this point? Okay. And I'm doubting that you'll have any time between now and next Tuesday to really get an overall sense of anything that's a concern. He's laughing at me.
He laughs. Yeah, he's just, yeah. I think that's probably a no.
Okay.
So maybe this is a good time to ask. Ryan, do you have any concerns about any of these activities?
From what I read, and nothing popped out as being overly concerning with what they were looking to do and what was presented. You know, it's always nice to physically see the stuff, but there was nothing that was super concerning that I came across.
Were you satisfied with the answer to your clarifying question to the Milady Clinic with their lease of the property?
Yeah, I think like Karen answered, but you know, they're right on that timeline, so they'll have to.
Okay.
Do we still need
to? Becky has rejoined.
Perfect. Do we still need to have something for the record and file for our file? Has a facility management report?
No, but what we will have is Derek or Angie, whoever's taking the meeting minutes, will make sure to document in the meeting minutes that Ryan was not able to do on-site site visits. However, based on the paper applications or digital or whatever we call that these days, that there were no concerns that he saw. So that for this year, we won't have site visits. And unless somebody on the committee, before we really lock in that deadline, has some huge concerns that they're saying, we don't feel like we can go to a score until we have an on-site visit. If that is something, then definitely you would want to bring that up now, and we would bump to our buffer week.
Does anyone have any concerns about that? Sorry, I had to step away. I had an issue here at work. I got to take it.
I don't. I think I did at first with the Magna sidewalk, but I think we've clarified that in photos and things, so I'm fine with everything.
Okay. I don't have any concerns with any of the projects, but I'm familiar with the people that have applied. So anybody else feel like they need the site visits? And I think we're good.
Okay.
Sorry to hop in there.
We're good. We did have Becky while you were gone. We did have Kenny do just a quick review of everybody to make sure that there weren't any outstanding discussion items on any of the applications before we locked in the timeline for getting scores submitted, which I'm not sure if you would rejoin by then, but that will be Monday at 8 a.m. to have everybody get their scores into Zoom Grants and locked in so that Amanda can prepare the materials for your meeting on Tuesday.
Perfect. That sounds great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Karen. Okay. And assignments for next week. Again, a reminder, scores will be locked at 8 a.m. on Monday. So for anybody that needs my assistance in just making sure that you're able to go in and review the applications and add your scores, let me know. Antonio, you and I will kind of set some time aside. I know you were a little concerned with that, so we'll get that taken care of. And Eric, if you have any questions or concerns, I'm more than happy to set some time aside with you as well to make sure that you have everything that you need.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You are welcome. Again, once the scores are locked, we will do a final review of the compiled scores and ranking of the proposal. I will do my best to get the presentation of the final scoring of the proposals and the results of the ranking sent to everybody the day before. That way it gives you some time to review it. And if you have any questions, we can address that. And then we'll discuss the allocation recommendations and look at and provide results to the staff to develop financing options. Other business? I don't believe we have any other business. I just want to look at our master schedule. We have 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah, I'm excited about the discussion of the funding recommendations. That is always my favorite part, is where we figure out how to play with all of that. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to try and make that one in person, just FYI.
Karen, do we have a date for our public hearing?
I have a proposed date, but we don't have a confirmed date yet with the mayor. So right now we are actually looking at the last week of March. That is the earliest we have ever had it. But due to the fact that April tends to be, all the mayors are out of town for different conferences. So we are looking at, I want to look at Thursday, which is Thursday the 28th of March is the proposed. I'm just waiting for confirmation that we've got the mayors there. That is super early, but we're looking at 4 to 6 p.m. It would be in the north building in the council chambers. And we'll confirm that this week. I did get a hold from the mayor's office this morning on that date. I just didn't get it confirmed yet, so we'll let you know next week.
Great. Thank you, Karen.
Okay. Great. Thank you all for going through this. This has been pretty seamless, I think. We've had some pretty seamless discussions, I think, really good. And then I did want to, I failed to do this when we started this, and I should have done it. And I was, every time we get off the call, I was like, oh, I forgot again. But those of you who didn't know him, you missed out. But I kind of miss Vikram. He was really awesome to work with. So just wanted to remember him, and he dedicated a lot to this. He spent a lot of time working with us on this. So I just wanted to recognize that before we're done with everything. So thanks for indulging me with that. But does anyone have anything else they need to discuss? Then we're going to adjourn.
All right.
Sounds good.
I do think we need an official close to the meeting just to show that we've officially closed the meeting. So.
Okay, so we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Thank you so much.
12:50.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I don't think she meant Vikram, but...